This is a production of Cornell University.
Welcome. You're listening to the Shortcut Early Bird podcast, presented in partnership by the New York State Turfgrass Association. On this week's episode, Dr. Rossi is live from the U.S. Open, where we'll chat about weed emergence, soil physiological properties, and of course, the U.S. Open. Enjoy. Okay, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Shortcut Early Bird podcast. It's June 16th, and we're here with Dr. Rossi, who's actually live from the U.S. Open. Frank, you want to give us the week rundown of the weather?
Well, let's start with the U.S. Open,
yeah,
Carl.
You can
tell where my voice winded up. Right. You know, I don't shut up when I'm out here, and I smoke a couple of cigars, which I shouldn't do, and next thing you know, I got no voice. But of course, you know, we're experiencing weather out here in central Wisconsin that is on its way to you. And of course, the warm, dry conditions really allowed this place to dry out in between the raindrops we got. Mm-hmm. And of course, back east as well, as we predicted.
Yeah.
And one of the things we predicted came through, which is as soon as the warmth came and the skies cleared, you were going to get quick dry. And
yeah,
I think you were saying that, you know, Art was talking about losing a quarter inch, third of an inch in a single day.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about that in a sand-based root zone for a second, you're talking about the available water in almost 6 inches of root zone in a sand-based root zone. So that's why you're going to get the drying when they dry quick, which starts to create the stress, which is exactly opposite of what Art said is coming, right, Carl? The forecast for the warm, wet conditions is going to alleviate the drought, but it's going to exacerbate the soil problems by limiting oxygen, right? Once that root zone starts to get wet, it starts to weaken the turf even further. And one of the things we talk about when that turf weakens is that it is at a disadvantage to plants like crabgrass. So I believe you had a brief conversation about crabgrass.
Yeah, we talked about a lot of people seeing crabgrass, especially near you know, things like the curbs and sidewalks where there's extra heat involved.
Right.
We're expecting yellow nutsedge to come up soon, and Japanese stilt grass. These are the things they're seeing.
Right. And so what that means immediately is, you know, you got to go out and look. You got to get the plants when they're young. You want to make sure you identify the yellow nutsedge and things like sedge hammer and tenacity. Quinclorac can have some activity on it. Those are going to be good to hit right around now, because that material will translate, it'll burn back the foliage and translocate to the nutlets down below. And again, from a competition perspective, you know, these weeds thrive in these warm, wet conditions, exactly when most of our cool season grasses are going to start suffering, Carl. And that's where I'm sure the disease conversation came up with our man at the Diagnostic Center, old R.J. Buckwheat.
That's right. He was kind of laughing when he said he got 17 samples on Monday, which is a good load for him. And he saw everything: red thread, take all, some dollar spot, and he especially noted the saturated soils that they were coming from.
Right. And so there you go. So you know what everybody will admit, I would hope, is that our turf wasn't prepared physiologically for this rapid shift in heat. It had not had the chance to become conditioned to both the drying conditions and the increasing temperature. And so, you know, what I think, you know, I'm sure Rich and I have talked about this many times. What happens in these conditions, Carl, is that especially in the golf world, right, those 17 samples, I'm sure most of them were for golf, from golf or high-end sports turf. And what you have is, you know, you can't explain what the problem is. And many guys are looking for problems in there that they can spray for.
Right.
And so they send things to Rich. They can't find summer patch. They can't find take all. They can't find pythium. And so then they say, Rich, test for nematodes. Rich, you know, test for bacterial wilt. These kinds of fringe problems, when really the fundamental problem is physiologically the plants have abiotic stress. Stress that's not associated with a biological organism, but rather stress that's related to their growing conditions, and especially these hot, wet conditions that are coming. If you have not been on a good top dressing program, if you're not regularly venting, you're going to see severe root dieback. And that's going to lead to problems that look like pathogens, when in fact, especially when it's related to annual bluegrass, Carl, is simply related to stand collapse and physiologically the plant's unable to respond to it. So as we wrap up today, you know, that's the message moving forward. I mean, the guy who looks at more samples than anybody is telling us, listen, most of these problems you're experiencing now are not problems you're going to fix easy, and you're not going to be able to spray your way out of. So looking forward, have the conversation with your membership about the things you've been skimping on, the top dressing, the aerifying, because of budget conditions, because of labor conditions, and you simply cannot spray your way out of this. So I hope as we all enjoy the final round of our national championship this weekend at Erin Hills, you start to watch these bent grass surfaces, Carl, with 6-8 inch roots, 15-year-old greens with 8-inch roots. And, you know, there's poas on the fridge, but the bulk of it is bent grass. And you see how resilient these surfaces are. We got 2 inches of rain on Monday and Tuesday. And by Wednesday afternoon, those things were back to 13 feet and firm as they were on Sunday. And if you're not able to do those kinds of things, you can't just spray and fix it, right? Those are long-term cultural solutions.
And we've been talking about these cultural practices and being aware of your soil properties since we started this podcast back in early spring. So we hope our listeners have benefited from that. So with that note, we'd like to thank everyone for joining us today live from the U.S. Open on this week's Shortcut Early Bird podcast, presented in partnership with the New York State Turfgrass Association. We'd also invite people to check us out on Twitter and Facebook, where we provide daily turfgrass updates. We'll see you next week.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.